Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
To go out there and to see it up close, you realize just how daunting a task this is.
The biggest floating crane on the East Coast arrives in Baltimore as the cleanup begins.
We need to clear the channel because the health of the Maryland economy and the national economy depend on it.
Tonight, what we're learning about the efforts to clear debris from the Patapsco River and to bring closure to the families of those lost.
They really want to see the bodies and bring the bodies home.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening and thank you for joining us. I'm Robert Costa in for Nora. We begin tonight with the massive and dangerous cleanup operation underway in Baltimore. There is a long road ahead to remove the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and that cargo ship, which is nearly as long as the Chrysler Building is tall. And one of the priorities, recover the victims to give closure to the families. Now, one of the largest crane barges in the U.S. has arrived at the site. It's called the Chesapeake 1000, and more vital equipment is on its way. The first mission is to remove the twisted steel and concrete that sits on top of the cargo ship, allowing it to be moved away from the shipping channel. President Biden just announcing he will travel to Baltimore next week, where he will see the destruction. CBS's Chris Van Cleve starts us off tonight with an up-close look.
The effort to clear away the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and reopen the Port of Baltimore is getting a lift from the biggest floating crane on the East Coast. Now, in Baltimore Harbor, it will be able to pick up pieces of debris weighing up to 1,000 tons.
I want this done quickly. I want it done right, but this is going to be a long road.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Our economy depends on the Port of Baltimore, and the Port of Baltimore depends on vessel traffic.
In the coming days, an armada of 7 floating cranes, 10 tugboats, 9 barges, 8 salvage vessels, and 5 Coast Guard ships will join the effort.
In order to get the Port of Baltimore back open, they have to clear a 700-foot-wide chunk of this channel, which means all of this debris has to go, and there's even more on the bottom of the channel.
One of the priorities is removing the wreckage, preventing divers from recovering the bodies of the 4 construction workers still unaccounted for. Among them, father of 3, Jose Lopez. His wife, Isabel Franco, speaking through an interpreter.
I feel bad. Only God knows how hard my heart aches. Maybe he was desperate, trying to escape.
New video from the NTSB takes us inside the crippled cargo ship Dolly, sitting frozen in the moment it collided with the bridge. Investigators have focused on gathering perishable evidence and interviewing the crew and boat pilots who were on board early Tuesday morning. While the data is still being analyzed, CBS News estimates when the more than 900-foot-long ship rammed into the bridge, it hit with at least the same force as the thrust generated by the launch of a Falcon 9 rocket. And we are getting our first look at the heroic police officers who raced to stop traffic on the bridge, potentially preventing an even greater loss of life. Those officers were honored during the Baltimore Orioles game Thursday.
We don't know when the work will begin, how long it will take, or how long it will take to rebuild the bridge. We also don't know how much it will all cost. A group of Maryland lawmakers are working on a measure that would offer payroll support to the 8,000 port workers whose jobs are in limbo. Robert?
Chris Van Cleve, covering this story for us since the beginning. Thank you. Tonight, many of you might be wondering, is the bridge in my city safe? Safety devices exist to lessen the impact of a major collision. But a CBS News investigation reveals a majority of U.S. bridges don't have such features. Here's CBS's Stephen Stock.
Accidents like this aren't new. A similar collision more than 40 years ago at the Sunshine Skyway Bridge over Tampa Bay killed 35 people. Afterward, codes changed, requiring increased protection for all bridges built after 1991. Those include structures called fenders and dolphins, which absorb impact, similar to your car's bumper.
There are investments to be made.
But as retired bridge engineer Andy Herman points out, meeting today's code would require retrofitting and upgrades to the Key Bridge that was built in the 70s.
They would either harden the piers so they could take an impact or put a fender system of substantial configuration to deflect that vessel back into the navigable channel.
This national inventory tracks the condition of all bridges. It lists 4,200 that allow ships to go under them. Of those, about a third are described as having functional pier protection, including the Key Bridge. But the inventory does not provide specifics about what that protection is or whether it could withstand impact like Tuesday's crash in Baltimore. Delaware is working to avoid that. The state is spending $95 million installing up-to-date protections on the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
If a ship would happen to lose control or lose steering or whatever and veer towards one of our tower structures, these new dolphin cells will protect our tower structures. It's what I would call our insurance policy.
That insurance policy with new reinforced structures might have made Tuesday's crash less catastrophic. The changes to the Delaware Memorial Bridge are meant to withstand a collision with a ship heavier and moving faster than the dolly when it hit the Key Bridge.
The question remains, will this week's disaster in Baltimore prompt the federal government to require and fund updated protections for older bridges? Robert?
We shall see. Stephen Stock, thanks. Millions of Americans are traveling this weekend, whether it's for spring break or for the Easter holiday. And for those hitting the road, you'll pay more at the pump. Gas prices have soared 24 cents in just the last month. And for those heading to the airport, CBS's Carter Evans has you covered.
It's the busiest travel day of the week, with more flights taking off on Good Friday than Easter Sunday.
Among those people taking a trip, 88% of people say that they're planning to fly over the spring break period.
In fact, United is expecting its busiest spring break on record, averaging 200,000 passengers per day. This year, passengers aren't just comparing airfare, but also aircraft, especially after the door plug blew off a Boeing 737 MAX in January. That's when the number of passengers searching kayak.com for flights that were specifically on a 737 MAX increased 1,500%. Kayak says the filter makes it easier to avoid certain planes.
I looked at the card, but it wasn't a MAX 9 for me, so I was okay. But I didn't check before I got on.
And another airline mishap yesterday. Two Delta Airbus jets clipped wings on the tarmac in Minneapolis. The FAA is investigating. United has had its own share of problems. Several incidents earlier this month, including a wheel that fell after takeoff. And just last night, a United flight from San Francisco to Paris developed engine problems and made an emergency landing in Denver. But despite the recent headlines, most passengers are taking it in stride.
Probably one of the riskier flights in the world right now, flying a SFO and United on a Boeing. So I made it, so it's all good.
So the good news, more flights are taking off on time and arriving on time. The bad news, a major storm system is expected to hit Southern California starting tonight, and it will go all the way through Sunday, and that could make it tough for some people to get back here after Easter. Robert?
Carter Evans at LAX, thank you. For more on that brewing storm and the Easter forecast for the rest of the country, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Bob, good evening. The weather heading into the holiday weekend will be hit and miss, and one of those misses may actually be in California. We have flood watch in effect here that will include L.A. and San Diego. Heavy rain is coming our way here, with some spots seeing as much as 3 to 5 inches of rain. This is why high water, we think, will be an issue. Plenty of mountain snow. The Sierra Nevada could pick up a couple of feet here. Big wound-up system off the Pacific comes charging ashore here. That could include Easter Sunday, but it could extend right into the west. Places like Phoenix could be looking for some rain on the holiday, about 64 degrees, rain, snow for Billings, some showers in Chicago, otherwise everyone else dry. But Bob, after the weekend, now severe weather comes roaring back and could be an issue from Dallas to St. Louis and eastbound into Washington, D.C.
Mike Bettis, thank you. Today marks 1 year since American journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested and imprisoned in Russia on what the U.S. calls bogus spying charges, in a powerful protest and tribute to its reporter. The Wall Street Journal left an above-the-fold blank space on its front page with the headline, "His Story Should Be Here." As Gershkovich awaits trial for doing a journalist's work, President Biden said today he would make Russia pay for the 32-year-old's, quote, wholly unjust and illegal detention. About 60 miles from the Gaza Strip where the Israel-Hamas war rages, Christians took part in a Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City. With high security, they've walked the way of the cross, the route Jesus is believed to have taken to his crucifixion. At the Vatican, Pope Francis presided over a Good Friday service, arriving at St. Peter's Basilica in a wheelchair. The 87-year-old pontiff had to skip the traditional nighttime procession at Rome's Colosseum to protect his health ahead of this Sunday's Easter Mass. We now turn to a possible breakthrough in a 5-year 60 Minutes investigation into Havana Syndrome. That's the name given to a series of mysterious brain injuries reported by hundreds of U.S. government employees and officials who served overseas. For the first time, sources tell 60 Minutes they have evidence that a U.S. adversary may be involved in attacks on Americans. CBS's Scott Pelley speaks with a former U.S. military intelligence officer who led the Pentagon's investigation.
What has been the impact on American national security?
The impact has been that the intelligence officers and our diplomats working abroad are being removed from their posts with traumatic brain injuries. They're being neutralized.
We're reporting for the first time an incident at last year's NATO summit in Lithuania, a meeting that focused largely on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and was attended by President Biden. Multiple sources tell us that a senior official of the Department of Defense was struck by the symptoms and sought medical treatment. We told Greg Edgreen what we'd learned.
It tells me that there are no barriers on what Moscow will do, on who they will attack, and that if we don't face this head on, the problem is going to get worse.
You can see Scott Pelley's full report this Sunday on 60 Minutes right here on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus. Hollywood tonight is mourning the death of Louis Gossett Jr., who died today at the age of 87. The beloved performer of screen and stage was the first black man to win an Oscar in a supporting role in 1983 for the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. CBS's Michelle Miller looks back on his legacy.
I don't believe what I'm seeing.
Louis Gossett Jr. pushed the boundaries of his craft beyond even his own expectations.
You better stop eyeballing me, boy.
As he described to us in a 2020 interview for Sunday Morning.
That's a miracle. That's a blessing.
Born in Brooklyn in 1936, Gossett got his first acting role at 17 on Broadway. By 22, he was working alongside legend Sidney Poitier and Ruby Dee in Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. Then Hollywood came calling.
We never relax.
In 1977, Gossett earned an Emmy playing Fiddler in Roots, the most watched miniseries in history at the time.
Did I say that?
You did.
Folks thought he was the Uncle Tom of the series.
It was a mistake.
So a mistake. He's not an Uncle Tom?
No, there was no such thing as an Uncle Tom. Without that survival thing, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you.
You said you wanted to meet me in private?
But it was his riveting portrayal of a drill sergeant opposite Richard Gere in the film An Officer and a Gentleman that made him a superstar.
The winner is Lou Gossett Jr.
And the first black man to win the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Did you believe it?
No, I didn't. That's supposed to be possible. That's a piece of history.
He struggled with addiction and overcame it. He'd faced and fought racism.
We better take care of ourselves and one another better. We need each other quite desperately.
Urging us to do the same. Michelle Miller, CBS News, New York.
An airboat flips over in the Florida Everglades, sending passengers tumbling into alligator-infested waters. We'll have the details next.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Frightening moments today in the Florida Everglades after an airboat flipped over. Passengers say the captain took a hard turn to give them a better look at an alligator in the water. About 10 people fell in and were rescued. Luckily, there were no serious injuries and no close-up encounters with the gator. Now, this consumer alert, Kia is recalling more than 427,000 of its popular Telluride SUVs. The company says certain vehicles from the model years 2020 through 2024 may be at risk of rolling away while in park. Owners are being urged to use their emergency brakes when parking and to contact Kia for repairs. And Beyonce is out today with her new country music album, Cowboy Carter. The first single, Texas Hold'em, made Beyonce the first black woman to top the country charts. The album also includes collaborations with country legends Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. Less than 24 hours after its release, Cowboy Carter holds the top spot on the Apple Music charts. CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road with a story about how old friends and an old car gave one man a new lease on life.
If there's anything even remotely good about having ALS, 56-year-old Craig Reagan of College Station, Texas, says it may be a heightened sense of gratitude. Gratitude for caregivers, like his wife Nancy, friends, like his dog Taco, and memories, like his 73 Ford Mustang, which, as we first reported last year, stopped running in 1999 and took up permanent residence at his house.
It's a big paperweight.
Big paperweight. Why did you keep it?
I just had such an attachment to it.
He's had it since high school.
He was proud of it.
Craig had hoped that someday his boys might want to fix it up with him, but they showed no interest in cars. Then he planned to do it himself, but ALS had other plans. So the car sat rotting until some old high school friends caught wind.
And everybody, as soon as I called these guys, they were like, yeah, let's do it.
It's in your heart. You just got to help somebody like that.
Okay. So for the next year, they went to work, put in hundreds of hours, while other classmates paid for parts.
One,
making this moment possible.
Three!
It was just almost like a piece of him.
That came back to life?
That came back to life.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
Craig was diagnosed with ALS in 2016. The disease is incurable, but he has clearly found his treatment.
What's it like to be back in it?
I feel like I'm a teenager.
After we first told this story, old friends and relatives started showing up to visit with Craig and take a turn behind the wheel. They have spent miles reconnecting. Turns out, those guys rebuilt a lot more than a Mustang. They crafted a life lesson.
He reminded us of something maybe we forgot.
Yeah.
Just do good stuff for people. That's all that matters. Just do good stuff today.
Do good stuff today. No better medicine on earth. Steve Hartman on the road in College Station, Texas.
Heart of America is next with a special dedication to the veterans of Vietnam.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America on this National Vietnam Veterans Day. Chicago celebrated the restoration of its memorial and honored the nearly 3,000 Illinois veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice. Some of the names and inscriptions on the memorial, first dedicated in 2005, had faded after years of neglect and harsh winters. Now the centerpiece of Chicago's downtown Riverwalk has been fully restored, giving veterans and family members the honor they deserve. Illinois native and Vietnam veteran James Balzer explains why this matters so much.
And this memorial now is a healing process for the Vietnam veterans and for their families and for the loved ones that were killed and also people that didn't serve, so they have an idea of what happened during the war.
Our Vietnam veterans, tonight, Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Robert Costa. Good night and have a great weekend.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.